We are going to take the next few moments to reflect on what Jesus did for us. We're going to take communion. This is what Jesus told us to do, how he told us to remember him. He said, as often as you do this, as often as you take the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim my death. You remember me. This is a reminder of what I deserve. We've got torn up chunks of bread that represent Jesus' body shredded for me. We've got juice. It's red. It's a reminder that his blood gushed out on the cross. His life was given as a sacrificial substitute, as a lamb. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, takes away my sins. We take a piece of bread and a cup of juice in our hand, and as we hold those, it's a reflection. I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve you. But we take those in our hands and we remember what it cost. That my salvation is extremely, excruciatingly costly. That God from all eternity, invisible, immortal, the only God, became a human, inhabited a human body, so that as a human, he could be nailed to a cross, suspended between heaven and earth, and in those hours of darkness, it wasn't the physical torture that was so awful. It was God's wrath against my sin placed on Jesus, that he endured the wrath of God in my place. That's what he did. That's what he accomplished. He paid my price in full. He took the punishment from Almighty God, a just and holy and good God. He took that punishment that I deserve so that I could enjoy grace, a gift I don't deserve, a relationship with the God who loves me that much that would send his only son to die in my place. My sins. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've turned from whatever else you were trusting in and are clinging only and completely to Jesus, you're welcome to remember with us. Take a piece of bread, a cup of juice, and reflect on what it cost. What your eternal life cost Jesus. Worship him, thank him, and celebrate and enjoy the relationship that you have today with him. Jesus, we want to say thank you. What we hold in our hands is precious, not because of what it is, but because of what it points to. That the invisible God from all eternity, who has always existed, who has always enjoyed perfect fellowship between the Father and the Son and the Spirit, Father, you sent your only son to be born of a virgin, to live a human life, and to die the death that I deserve. That your real human physical body was nailed to a cross. Your real human blood gushed out of your hands and feet and side and head and back. You were pierced for my transgressions. The punishment that I deserve went on you. And now today I enjoy your favor. A relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. We look back and recognize the price you paid. We recognize there's nothing we could add that would not subtract. And we simply receive a free gift given to sinners that have no other hope. And we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink and worship.